that's in us than anything that is in the world. Hallelujah. Are we live, Mama? Hallelujah. God is worthy of all of our praises. God bless you, our global family, our international family. We give God praise. We know that you are hearing things. We know that things are going a little nutty depending on where you are. Some places are more excited than other places. But I need you to understand that if you are a believer of the Most High God, if you are truly who you say you are in Christ, you need to allow the presence of God that's in you, the Holy Spirit, to lead you and guide you through these times. You can't believe everything you hear, and you cannot allow yourself to be governed by emotions and excitement and what's going on in your atmosphere. You can't do that because the enemy governs by fear. That's what the enemy does. He gets you so excited until you start moving with the flow of the crowd. And no matter what they're doing, you're doing what they're doing. And you fail to pray. You fail to trust in who you believe in. You cannot allow your emotions to take you away from the will of God for your life. I understand that some of the things that are going on are actually real. But there's a lot of things that are being promoted and pumped on that are not real. And unless you are staying connected with the Holy Spirit, with the Christ that's in you, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between reality and fiction. You cannot allow the media to dictate your faith. We are a house of believers. We are a body of believers. Don't let CNN and NBC dictate how you feel. Let your faith in God motivate you. Let God, the Holy Spirit in you, help you to see what is and what's not. Amen.
Amen.
I need you to reach your hands out. Amen. I need you, wherever you are, and even if you don't do it live, whenever you hear this, I need you to reach your hand out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for every believer, for every person that is listening to this. We're asking that you would bless, heal, and deliver. We're asking first that you would forgive every sin, every unrighteousness, anything that is not like you. Remove it in the name of Jesus, that your people, which are called by your name, will hear your voice and understand who you are and come to the altar and reach to the heavens for their help. Heal and deliver. The Bible says, I will keep their minds in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. You must keep your mind stayed on God in order to maintain perfect peace in Christ. Hallelujah. Heal and deliver. Forgive and remove. Make ways where there are no ways. Healing the sick. Raising the dead spirits. Operating in those that truly believe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm asking Pastor Andrea if she would read this for me. This is from, I think, started at from the year 2000 until now. These are some of the things that have been pumped into the atmosphere to create mass hysteria so the enemy could do his thing.
Right.
And for those that are paying attention to this and not to the Holy Spirit that's moving in you, you get it. Go ahead, Pastor, nice and loud. Come on up here.
2000. Y2K did not kill us. 2001, anthrax did not kill us. 2002, West Nile virus did not kill us. 2003, SCARS did not kill us. 2005, the bird flu did not kill us. 2006, E. coli did not kill us. 2008, the bad economy did not kill us. 2009, swine flu did not kill us. 2010, BP oil.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, the BP oil. Yeah.
Okay, did not kill us in the name of Jesus. 2012, the Mayan calendar did not kill us. 2013, North Korea did not kill us. 2014, Ebola virus did not kill us. 2015, Disney measles and Cyrus did not kill us.
Forgot all about that.
2016,
Zika virus. I forgot about the Zika.
Did not kill us. 2020, the coronavirus virus
will not kill us. I am aware that there are some people, especially where it originated in China, that from my understanding, that was a biological attack and people were killed. But for the masses around the world, my understanding is that a lot of people that have died, they also had underlying issues that were already going on. And this just pushed it over the side. I'm not saying everything is not true. I'm saying a lot of things that the enemy is trying to push out through the media has been pumped up. Don't allow your faith to be buried by the media.
Amen.
Because we walk by faith and not by CNN.
Amen.
We walk by faith and not by Fox.
Yeah.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
I'm just saying, and this too shall pass.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Be wise, wash your hands, stay out of folks' face. This is a good time to start praying.
Yes. Amen.
This is a good time to get back in your word.
Yes.
And if you really are who you say you are, this is a good time to trust in God.
Yes.
Amen.
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 All right, Pastor, let's have it.
All right, our first prayer is Chris Beasley. He's praying for himself, but he's having a hard time hearing God. He's in his 20s. He's struggling with porn addiction, and he's trying to stop.
Oh, my God. Young man, young brother in Christ, let me help you with something. Whenever you feel, Proverbs and Psalms are wonderful books to start reading.
Yes.
Awesome books of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. When you feel the urge to be or do something that you are aware that is not like God, you need to grab you a book, Proverbs, Psalms. If you really want a great book to read, Revelation. And whenever these things come to you, you need to read your word.
Yes.
You need to start talking to God.
Yes.
Ask God to talk you through it. You understand? When these things, when you feel that you are less than who you should be, that's the best time to run to God. You don't run to the bottle or run to the porn or run to the drugs or anything else. You run to God. The deeper you are in what you are doing, the deeper you need to dive into Christ.
Yes.
Because as you dive into Christ, as you're getting deeper and deeper in Christ, these things start falling off your back. These things start coming off because they can't go deep like you in Christ. And so if you dive in Christ, whenever those thoughts come into you, I venture to say that some of the things that pop into your mind are not actually your thoughts, but thoughts of the enemy that make you think that they're your thoughts. And then once you start claiming them as yours, then you think, oh, I'm such a horrible person. I'm thinking all these things. And in reality, you weren't thinking all those things. They were introduced into your mind and you accepted them as yours.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
You need to be careful of the music you listen to,
yes,
because music will pour something into your spirit that you did not give permission to come in. You need to be careful of what you watch on the internet, the game, those video games that you play, those YouTubes that you listen to. You need to protect your atmosphere.
Yes.
Amen.
Because if you allow everything and anything to enter into your mind, you're going to be a mess. And by all means, ask for forgiveness daily, multiple times during the day.
Yes.
Because you can't ask God to forgive you enough. And forgiveness is not saying I'm sorry. Forgiveness is saying, Lord, I blew it again. I need to not be in this place anymore. Deliver me from this place. If you do these things, I believe that God will deliver you.
Yes.
And he will heal your situations. Amen.
Yes, amen. Cindy McDonald.
Cindy McDonald.
Pray praying for her mother, Mary Lou Fallon.
Mary Lou.
She was taken to the hospital last week.
Yes.
She's doing better, but they're praying for full recovery.
Amen. The mama name is Mary Lou?
Yes.
Okay. Hallelujah. And that's her mom.
That's the mother's name, Mary Lou Fallon.
And what's the young lady's name?
Cindy McDonald.
Cindy, whenever you hear this prayer, I need you to put your hand, stretch your hands out to me. Ala Iko. I need you to repeat after me. Father God. Come on, y'all. Y'all stand in. Let's stand in for Mary Lou. Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We give you praise.
We give you praise.
And we magnify you.
And we magnify you.
We are standing in the gap.
We are standing in the gap.
For our loved one.
For our loved one.
We're praying.
We're praying.
That your healing power.
That your healing power.
That your deliverance power.
That your deliverance power.
That your peace.
That your peace.
And your understanding.
And your understanding.
Will overshadow.
Will overshadow.
Our loved one.
Our loved one.
And bring them home.
And bring them home.
According, to your will, for their lives. This we pray, by faith, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
We stand in a gap for your mother. We stand in a gap. We stand with you in the gap for your mother. And we pray for the atmosphere, that it will be whole, so that when God delivers them, they will come in peace and comfort and not stress. And disarray. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
Did we cover that?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, what's next?
Don Halleck.
Don Halleck.
They've been experiencing strife in their marriage and in their home.
Yes.
Her husband is unsaved, and so she's asking for prayer over her husband and her children.
Yes, yes. They didn't say whether or not the children are saved, right?
She did not say whether
she did not say, but the husband definitely needs prayer. Amy Alashana. Pastor Niera, no. Tahira, I need you all to anoint mother's legs because she's having some issues with that leg. So I need a couple of you to go over there, her foot or her leg, and anoint her. Amen. Shamiha, Shamiha, I love you, Shana. We want to pray. What's her name?
Don Halleck.
Don, we want to pray over your husband for his salvation. Because if he doesn't know Christ, his problem is greater than his marriage. His problem is his eternity. If he get his soul right, the marriage will fall in line.
Amen.
Amen. Because then he'll be thinking in the kingdom path and not just selfishly. Amen.
Amen.
La Osham. Does it say what her husband's name is?
Her husband's name is Rob. Her children is Kai and
okay. Rod?
Rob.
Rob. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know Rob. You understand where he came from. You understand what he's dealing with.
Yes.
You understand his atmosphere. You understand what he's working with, who he's working around. You understand his influences. Father, we believe in the name of Jesus that if he will allow you to save his soul, that you will bring other things into alignment.
Amen.
According to your will for their lives.
Yes.
Father, we're asking on behalf of that family, and on behalf of those that are affected by that family, that you would do whatever is necessary to bring Rob in line with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We're asking whatever it takes to bring him back in line, that you would do it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever is necessary, whatever it takes, however far he has to be pushed, whatever atmosphere, things that must be changed,
yes,
whatever is necessary, to save his soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, we're praying over that marriage. That if something in the marriage could trigger a change in his thinking, that would send him back to the altar. We're praying for those children that know that they know and refuse to serve the true and living God. We're asking, Father, that you would make something, you would change something, that you would move something so that they will understand that they need to make a choice today.
Yes.
They need to choose today.
Yes.
Because tomorrow is not promised.
Yes.
And for the soldier that's praying for her family, continue to prop her up and to encourage her.
Yes.
and to breathe life into her so that she will hold up the bloodstained banner.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Denise Lundy.
Denise Lundy.
She's
Does it say where any of these people are from?
No.
Name
and last
name.
She's struggling with Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm.
She's her immune system has been suppressed. She's been in and out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She is a believer. She
yes.
wants to be a witness to her family.
Yes.
And help prepare them so they're not left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just praying that the Lord will help her be a witness and will strengthen her immune system.
Amen. Baby, I need you to stand there, Claudia. And you stand in for, what's her name?
Denise Lundy.
Denise Lundy. Mama, anoint my hands. You're going to stand in for Denise Lundy.
She also has an infection in her lungs, so she's asking for healing.
Amen. Carlo Otalia, Ayan, Kishai, hold your hands out. Denise Lundy.
Denise
right?
Lundy.
Dalo Oshania. Claudia, who is a true and living witness for God, will be standing in for Denise Lundy. Kanonsa. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Denise, who is dealing with so many things, Father, she is a believer. She will stand no matter what. But she wants to use her situation as a weapon against the enemy. And a testimony for others to see that you are who you said you are. You are the healer. You are the only true and living God. Those things that have attacked her body, yeah, we're praying for healing and deliverance. Ah, God, that you will fight her battles. That you will create an atmosphere for healing, that you will remove anything in an atmosphere that is not like you. If there's any sin or unrighteousness, remove it in the name of Jesus and give her a pathway to healing, a pathway to deliverance, so that others will see the change in her and they will be enlightened. They will be aware that you truly are who she said you are.
Hallelujah.
And that they will fall to their knees and ask for forgiveness.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Complete healing and deliverance. Mind, body, and spirit. Sozo. Malo otasia. Just like the woman that had the issue of blood when she touched the hem of his garment. Complete healing. Kaisho. Complete healing in the name of the Father. Complete healing. Ah! In the name of the Son. Complete healing in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Shasha Yachadno.
Elizabeth Tran.
Elizabeth Tran.
Yes. She is a single mother. She is praying for her daughter who is struggling with ear and nose blockage that the doctors cannot explain.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's praying that God will
Thank
make
you,
a way for her to obtain a job so that her daughter can continue her education.
Yes.
And also receive scholarships.
Yes. Sala Olavia Ata Umiha. What's her name again?
Elizabeth Tran.
Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Tan.
Elizabeth Tan. When you hear this message, whenever you hear it, live or otherwise, stretch your hand out to this. Stand, I'm going to stand with you in the name of Jesus. Is she a believer?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. I'm praying that you are a believer. Because listen, let me help you all understand. If you are a believer in God, an active believer, I'm not somebody with lip service, but if you've got fruit to back up your faith, you are not treated like everybody else. You have special privileges.
Yes.
Now, other people don't want to say that. They're scared to say, but I will tell you, if you are a believer in God, you are special because you are a member of the kingdom.
Yes. Yes.
So that allows you special privileges
yes.
that the sinners don't get.
Right.
Believers are a higher class of people than non-believers. How you going to say that? I'm going to say it because that's the way it is. And so you can get things that people that don't care about God can't even think about. You have special, see, you have a direct line to God. You can speak and God will hear you. You can ask and it shall be given. You can seek and you will find. You can knock and the door will be open. See, if you are a believer in God, God has set aside a whole arsenal of supplies and tools and benefits and blessings for you. And so, believers of God, you should not be ashamed to approach the throne of God in boldness and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, based on what you have taught me and based on what your word said and based on what you have placed in me, I need a little something. I need a little healing. I need a little get up and go. I need a little something in my pantry. You know what I need, God. Now, I'm not going to spend all my time asking. I'm going to start praising you in advance. Because I already know I got it. Because you said, I heard you before you called. And then you said, I answered while I was yet speaking. So I'm just going to praise you right now. Because I know it's coming. I know I got it. I know it's here. See, that's the prayer of a believer. Those are benefits of a believer. I come to God in boldness. Lord, funds getting a little short. Can you hook a brother up?
Thank you, Jesus.
I won't ask him 7 or 8 times. I don't have to.
Amen.
Ask him a couple of times, you know, once for him, 2 for me, so I know I got it.
Right.
And then I start my prayer, my praise there. Amen. Because I know God going to do what God said he going to do.
Amen.
It's already coming. And if he don't give me what I asked for, it's because he's got something better.
Amen.
See, because I don't always know what I need. So Lord, if that's not it, if that's not the right number, you make the right number. You tell me what, you add in whatever you want.
Amen.
What I'm saying is if you are a believer and God has sustained you this long without a job, I think God can do some things for you.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you're not a believer, we need a forgiveness prayer first before we ask God for anything for you.
Amen.
Amen. But if you are a believer, that prayer is for you.
Amen.
Not just for her, but for anyone who is a believer in Christ.
Amen.
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 What we got, Mama?
We have Emma from Auckland, New Zealand.
Oh, praise God. Hi, Emma.
Emma.
Emma, God bless you, Emma, in the name of Jesus.
She has struggled with bulimia for a long time.
Now, what's bulimia? Does anybody
know? It is the eating disorder.
Eating disorder, okay.
She was kind of healed when she became a mother 5 years ago, but she's still struggling with the old patterns and behaviors.
Yes, yes.
She's also praying for prayer over her husband and church community and siblings that are professing to be Christians, but they are questioning the Bible deeply.
Oh.
As well as her parents. They are also servants of the Lord, but they have broken relationship with their sons.
Oh my goodness. Amen. What's her name again?
Her name is Emma.
Emma Patumihan. Mama standing for Emma. He see. Put a little oil there. Emma, Mother Sharon is going to stand in for you because I know you can't be here, at least not today. Amen. There you go. Rub your hands together. Emma, I understand. I understand. I hear you. God hears you. That's a big job you have on your hands. But I'm telling you, God is able. If they're questioning the Bible, if they're questioning God, are they questioning their understanding of the Bible or are they questioning God's word? That's the big question. Because if they're questioning what they perceive God is saying, that's one thing. That means that they're not being taught correctly. But that if they've been taught and now they're questioning the word, the actual word of God, that's a problem. That's a problem. I'm going to question God. I'm going to question God's authority. That's a problem. Amen. And so you may be the only light in your atmosphere. You may be the only living witness in your atmosphere, because if they don't have the love of God in them, they are dead. So you may be the only living light in that atmosphere. I'm going to be praying for your bulimia. God is a healer. God is a healer. Any witnesses? God is a healer. Whether you're going this way or that way, God is a healer. God can heal whatever's necessary.
That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to lay that bulimia on the altar.
Yes.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
We're going to lay that bulimia on the altar. This is what I'd like for you to do. What's her name?
Emma.
Emma, I need to connect you with a prayer partner. And so if you can contact us, I want to connect you with a prayer partner that will be able to pray with you. God willing, on the 22nd, you'll be able to call in during prayer hours and talk with someone to pray with you. Once we get it completely set up, we'll give you the information. But until then, I need you to contact us the same way you contacted us with prayer. And let us set you up with a prayer partner so that you can actually pray with and pray with you. But right now, Mother Brenda, Mother Sharon is standing in for you. What's her name?
Emma.
The Lord says she is a believer.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We cancel that bulimia in the name of Jesus. We rebuke that bulimia in the name of Jesus. Let it go. Kalo Sharia. Transform her mind. Transform her thoughts.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Sometimes depression can push you into those places.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sometimes pressure from your atmosphere can push you into those places.
Yes.
Amen. We're praying that you would lift up, that you would lift it up, Lord. Whatever spirit that is, because bulimia is a spirit, he said.
Yes.
He said bulimia is a spirit. I need you to contact one of us so that we can get to work with you on that. Bulimia is a spirit, and that spirit needs to be cast out of your atmosphere.
Yes.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, see.
All right.
Maria Burkell.
Mika Sario Osamia.
We'll pray over her country, South Africa.
Oh, my God.
As well as praying for her husband. He is a believer, but he struggles with alcohol.
South Africa has been a target for a lot of years.
Yes.
Even Hitler was trying to do his thing over there, and the British had it for a while. And South Africa has been a target. AIDS was put on them.
Yeah.
They didn't go out and get AIDS. AIDS was brought to them.
Yeah.
And it's just anywhere where God claims a land. My understanding is Eden was probably in Africa somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere where God claims a land, that's a hot spot for Satan. We're praying. We need your husband to stop. Again, it could be depression. It could be pressure. It could be environment, wrong people hanging. We're going to be praying for your husband's atmosphere. Because if he allowed God to change his atmosphere, God can stop that drinking. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
I'm the only one that had a problem with drinking.
Amen.
I'm the only one. I'm the only one that's ever used to chase 151 with Colt 45. I'm the only one. Amen. I was serious. And God delivered me.
Amen.
And if God can deliver me, God can deliver him. What's her name again?
Her name was Maria.
Maria. Nikasola Maria from South Africa. God is a healer.
Yes,
and if you can trust God, we'll pray with you. If you can trust God, we'll pray with you. The enemy will always target Africa because Africa is a place that God used.
Yes.
And the enemy will, but God can protect you. in Africa.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I can't guarantee, I can't promise you that God will stop all things, because the world is in a place now where the enemy is just, he's going to do what he's going to do, whatever God allow him to do. But God can protect you while you're here.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And you may be a light for someone to come into Christ. And so we're praying that God will cover you and yours. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lift them up, Father, above the fray. Lift them up above the trouble. Lift them up. God, lift them up. Lift them up. Lift them up by your blood, by your power, and by your strength. Put them on the ark so that they will be lifted up in the time of flood. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is sort of a praise report.
Well, praise on. I need one of them.
We've prayed for Sarah Kim. She was looking for a job.
Amen.
And she's got an offer from the hospital this week, and she just wanted to.
Thank you for your praise report.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, God is real.
Yeah.
God is real. God created real. The created cannot be greater than the creator, which makes God greater than great. It makes him greater than real.
Hallelujah.
The effectual fervent prayers of the right of the righteous man available. God, the
hallelujah.
Thank you
for
sharing. God bless you.
We
receive praise reports. And if you can tell us where you are communicating from, it will help us to understand the scope of what God is doing.
Yeah.
Amen. Like we got South Africa and New Zealand. It will help us to and help others to see you're not too far to be reached.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What you got, Amen. Sister?
Shauna Swift is praying for her niece Ellie.
Uh-huh.
She's 14 years old. Dealing with severe depression.
Oh, my goodness.
Suicide.
Oh, my goodness.
She is not saved. She doesn't have any friends, so she is praying for her salvation.
Oh, my goodness.
And her sense of being appreciated and valued.
Oh, my goodness. That is so, sadly, that's so prevalent.
Yes.
In these times, it's prevalent. What's the 14-year-old's name?
Ellie.
If you could get Ellie to listen to this message, and any of you teenagers that are dealing with the same thing that she's dealing with, I need you to listen to me carefully. I need you to listen. I need you to listen. Whether you're listening live or you'll be listening later, listen to me. In the name of Jesus, you are valued. In the name of Jesus. I know, because your emotions and your feelings and your thought process is still under development. It is still, the enemy uses that fact that you are still developing as an opportunity to enter into an undeveloped mind and try to spread his poison before you fully develop.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm trying to tell you that you are a creation made by our living God.
Yes.
And whether anybody understands or appreciates you, God understands who you are.
Yes.
And God appreciates who you are, because he made you in his image.
Yes.
And what the enemy is trying to do by pulling you, dragging you into depression, he's trying to destroy you. If he can get you to commit suicide, then the enemy can grab your soul and you'd be completely separated from God forever. But God is trying to reach you and help you to understand that is not God's will for your life. God said, if you will simply talk to me. See, because listen, the enemy is always screaming in your ear. He's always trying to get into your dreams. He's always trying to fight against you. He's always trying to bring you into confusion.
Yeah.
But God wants to speak peace unto you. God wants to bring you peace. God does not want you to destroy yourself. God does not want you to kill yourself. God does not. And first of all, you need to forgive yourself.
Yes.
You are not perfect. No one is.
Amen.
You cannot govern yourself, judge yourself by other people.
Yes.
You are not like anybody else. You are a unique individual. And there's only one person just like you. And so for you to try to be like other people, you're never going to be like other people. There's only one you, and you're it. And if you destroy the one copy that God made of you, there's not going to be another one just like you. God made you for his purpose. Give God a chance. Father, we're praying for that daughter, that 14-year-old, and anyone like her. Anyone like her that's under attack by the enemy, that's under attack by the enemy.
Jesus.
I'd be so glad when you destroy the enemy.
Yes.
I'd be so glad when you chop off his, stand on his neck, chop off his head and cast him into hell. That way he will not interfere with our babies anymore.
Yes.
But until then, cover them with your glory.
Yes.
Don't let them kill themselves. Don't let them destroy themselves. Don't let them destroy the one copy of them that God has made.
Yes.
Don't let them do it. For they are precious in your sight.
Yes.
Sustain them.
Yes.
So that God will lift them up.
Yes.
And all the things that apply to this prayer request.
Yes.
And that family. And that atmosphere. Let it be known.
Yes.
In the heavens. And move on their behalf, forgiving all sin, all unrighteousness, by the blood in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Rachel Dipong.
Uh-huh.
She's been struggling with a cold that just won't relent.
And yeah.
The kids, I think the kids have been sick as well. She's
mm-hmm.
been up. She's not getting any sleep. She says she's just exhausted and feels like garbage.
Amen.
She's one who's online with us every service.
Praise God. What they put into the atmosphere, the things that they put into the atmosphere, for a long time, planes were flying over cities and states. We don't know, and white smoke was coming out of the, we don't know what that was. The 5G makes us, for some reason, somehow susceptible to colds and flus. The poison that the enemy has spewed out into our atmosphere, the only thing that will protect us and or sustain us is the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
That's the only thing. Walokushaya, I know this sounds simple and anticlimactic, but try to eat right.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
I've been washing dishes for years. I rarely get sick. Keep your hands in some water.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Stop touching people. Clean your kids' hands. Do you know doorknobs have some of them have more germs than a toilet seat? Did you know that? Because everybody and their brother touch a doorknob, and then you grab it, and then you wipe your face, and boom, there it is. Amen.
Amen.
Wash your hands in the car. Wash your hands at the job.
Yeah.
We know you're not going to get any sanitizer because that's all gone. Well, at least in the United States it is. But soap and water is yet here.
Yeah.
Amen. Get some baking soda and wash them hands.
Yeah.
Keep your kids away from all them other little nasty kids.
Vinegar. Yeah.
Let the Lord have his way.
Yes.
Common sense is not common. Common sense is not, I'm not saying you don't have common sense, but I'm just saying for the masses, common sense is just not common. Everybody don't have it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Let the Lord, and the Holy Spirit will speak to you if you let him.
Yes.
He'll guide you through stuff. He's like, you wash your nasty, little nasty hands. Go back in there, clean them kids, and then he'll talk to you.
Yeah.
If you listen, not you, well, unless this applies to you, then you. But I'm just saying, we're going to pray, but we're fighting. The Bible says we war not against flesh and blood,
yes,
but against spirits and principalities in high places.
Yes.
The enemy has set up our atmosphere.
Yes.
He has been poisoning us for years.
Yes.
God is our only salvation.
Yes.
God and common sense.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We're going to be praying over you and your babies that God will heal and deliver.
Amen.
Try to stay away from, if you think they're sick, stay away. We are blessed that you are part of this ministry, and you are forever in our prayers.
Amen.
Whatever it is, cut it, Lord. Divide it and give them strength. In Jesus' name. What else we got, Pastor?
So there's a bunch of others that Pastor Andrea and I will be praying over this week.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mention their names,
yes,
but not necessarily what's going on.
Listen, because we've run out of time. I am elated that you're sending your prayers to us. We are blessed because this is a house of prayer. Don't think that because your prayer was not answered online that it will not be answered. We are going to pray. We have a prayer team. We have the Lord has a system in place. He has people in place. We are going to be praying for you. And as Pastor Nicole named these names, we will be praying over each prayer. Each prayer. Each person that called in, we will be praying. Your prayers will not go unanswered.
Amen.
We will be
Amen.
Praying over your prayers. Yes. Pastor, call off those names.
Malina Falshu.
Brenda Stephanie.
Bria De Katu. Mm-hmm. Doria Cora Patuna. Goodness. Francis.
Joe Anthony III.
Qatar Nayar. Kathleen Whitmire.
Linda Schaefer.
Lisi.
Lorraine Jackson.
Ray Galvin. Sherry Lynn. And
we thank you so much for your prayer request.
Sonia Jupert. Staff Moore. And Terry Walker.
And those of you that are even contacting us now for prayer, I promise you, we will be praying over those prayers. They will not go unanswered.
Yes.
Don't
yes.
think because we run out of time on air that we forgot about your prayer. We will be praying because this is a house of prayer. And there's a young man that contacted us. I believe it's in China.
Yes.
That is a believer in Christ. I don't remember his name. Pastor Sandy, do you remember his name?
Yeah, yeah.
Pastor Sandy, do you remember the name of that young man that contacted us in China the other day?
No.
Amen. They wanted.
But he is from, I believe, Lebanon.
He's from Lebanon. Oh, yes. And he moved to China about how long ago?
Music.
Yeah, to pursue music. Yeah. And he is a minister of the gospel. Listen, God may have you there for a purpose. For a reason. We are praying for you.
Yes.
We are grateful that you have sent us because you're helping us to fulfill our purpose. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
You're helping us to fulfill our purpose. And this is part of our purpose, to pray for those that need prayer
yes.
and strengthening and building up.
Yes.
And we will be praying for you
yes.
and your family and your atmosphere
Amen.
That your purpose will be fulfilled in God.
Amen.
I need you all to stretch your hands. Stretch your hands this way, whether you're listening to this prayer live or you're catching it later. And I'm praying for you and with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are so honored that you have trusted your people with their prayers with us to pray over and to give back unto you. Because what we do is we pray over the prayers and then we give it back to God. We're praying over your people, Lord, over their atmosphere, over their healing, over their deliverance, over their young people, over their elderly, over their sick, over the depressed, over those that are lacking, those that are in need, those that are called by your name, those that are seeking you, those that need to seek you, and those who have family, relatives, and friends, and know people that need you.
Yes.
We're praying. We're also praying for the prayer warriors that are praying over these and our brother and sister Joe and his wife
Natalie and Florin,
prayer warriors, and for Linda Searcy and all of our loved ones. If I didn't name you by name, don't trip. It's only because I'm Pastor Ben and I can't remember your name, but you know who you are. Amen. Whatever you're doing for the Lord, this is what the Lord's saying. He says, whatever you're doing for the Lord, do it.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever he has called you to do, do it.
Yes.
Did you hear the necessity in my voice?
Yeah.
He didn't say do it. He said do it.
Yes.
Because time is, he didn't say time is short. He said time is coming.
Yes.
He said do it.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm coming and I must find you doing when I come. If you are not found doing when I come, you will be left.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Amen.
He said, if you're not found doing when I come, you will be divorced. You will be left. So try to convince people you working it out when you ain't working it out. God says, I know the difference.
Amen.
He said, and if you're not found doing when I come, you will be divorced, cut off, or left. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.